You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, and this week's Foodie Friday has arrived. And today we're going to get to travel to India with Nimi Phillips, known even before she started her restaurant in downtown Juneau as the Spice Lady. Nimi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful. And thank you for this fantastic meal, which I'll sample even more of in just a moment. But
sure.
When Nimi came in here this afternoon, just so everyone knows, she immediately said, "You have to eat now. It's hot. It's not going to get better than it is right now, so you must eat." And I did not resist. I went for it. It was delicious. So let's just talk about that a little bit. What did you prepare here today?
So it's the Kerala. Kerala is a state in India, south part of India. And that is my grandmother's recipe. It's the Kerala chicken roast. And it's tender chicken cooked semi-dry in sauce. And I brought you some raita, just in case it's spicy, and some jeera rice.
It's wonderful. It's
Thank
so
you.
Delicious. So the one thing that let's just talk about that. You mentioned it's your grandmother's recipe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about her a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me about her. I know she just recently passed away.
She recently passed away last year. And, during my summer vacations, my parents usually send me and my sister home to my grandmother's house. And watching her cook in the kitchen was super fun and, following her around. And even though at that time I didn't see it, but now I'm thankful that I was there.
You were saying, just like any kid, you were like, why do I have to go away for the summer? I want to stay with my friends.
Yeah,
but like many of those experiences, you realize later on, oh, that was great. I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. And she's amazing in the kitchen. She has she doesn't look at the recipes. She has everything in her head, and she just follows it. And she just so fast and like a butterfly in the kitchen. And she's not fluent in any other languages other than her mother tongue. That's Malayalam. And but all her grandkids.
And did you speak that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can speak and understand 5 different Indian languages.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I try not to speak because I will have grammar mistake because I don't use it as much.
But for family.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
They understand.
Right.
With a little bit of English added. So.
Right.
And she doesn't speak English or any other language, but all her kids are broad. And when they come in, she speaks through her food. That's how she shows her care and love for her grandkids and kids. And it's always smells so wonderful. Every morning you wake up to amazing food, and the dining table will be filled with different varieties of food. And, that's what I want to bring to Juno. I want to bring the care and love through our cooking and through our recipes to remember her. To each time I cook with my chef in the kitchen, I think about her.
Yeah. But your journey to that, to cooking and having cooking be part of what you do for a living,
mm-hmm.
took a whole other turn, right? You're actually an electrical engineer.
Yes, I am.
And in computer engineering as well?
Computer science and electrical engineering.
Okay.
And I went to school in Columbus, actually University of Toledo, and came here in 2013 or so and worked as an electrical engineer and a partner for Hayton Associates for 8.5 years. And COVID, I think 2020 really make you wonder, like, is that what you want to do rest of your life? What's your passion? That kind of thing. And cooking was always my passion. Opening a restaurant had been my dream since I was a high school. 2020, I did cooking classes out of my home just for the fun of it, just for friends.
Just because people knew that you were
yeah.
people that you had eaten, had the pleasure of eating your food, were like, okay, this person knows how to cook.
Yeah, and they keep saying, you should open a restaurant. I should open a restaurant. I did auction dinners through Juno Arts and Humanity Council and also through Rotary, and everybody keeps saying the same thing. And I was like, okay, maybe I should open a restaurant. So I started looking for places, but I had no idea I would be opening in 2021, June. No plan at all. And cooking classes were still, every Saturday was booked. So full 8-hour to 12-hour days at engineering, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday full day cooking and cooking class. It was just a busy, super busy schedule.
Yeah.
And Tracy reached out to me and said, I'm planning to sell my restaurant. And that's how I become the owner of the Saffron. And it was really quick. I had to go to my partner and say that I'm going to follow my dream and this is my passion. And I'm so happy I did this.
So how did so that was saffron, now spice?
Now spice. And we closed the dining room down and rebranded it to spice.
Yeah.
I still have all the staff, wonderful staff, and we added some more to our team.
But starting a restaurant as a pandemic is still underway. I mean, boy, right?
And yeah.
I mean, no one has to tell you that restaurants can come and go. I mean,
yeah,
you know, right? It
can
be
I
a tough business, right?
I know.
So,
it was a big decision.
Yeah,
it was a huge decision.
But tell me about what your day is like now. Are you kind of the line cook, or you were saying that maybe
I do all the specials.
You do the specials.
Yeah,
okay.
I do the specials, but I come in early in the afternoon and help in the kitchen, whatever I needed to help with, and be part of the restaurant and close the restaurant. And
Is the restaurant open for lunches and dinner?
Or? Right now it's just dinner, 4 to 9, and but Indian food, if it takes hours and hours to cook, so we have to start about 11:30 or noon to be ready for dinner at 4.
What is the stuff that are you cooking naan bread? Are you cooking things like what is it that take what's the stuff that takes the longest? What do you have to start
with? Everything.
Yeah,
everything. I mean, the chicken roast
just
for an example, we marinated overnight. It has yogurt, turmeric, Kashmiri chili, salt. You marinate it overnight, and then the next day you cook with it. So the marination to the prep work. So it's a lot of steps to get through.
So you're doing things that are not going to take fruition until tomorrow anyway.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
So you gotta
I was going to ask, is that sort of that chicken was so incredibly tender.
It's the yogurt.
It's the yogurt. It's that and wow, it was
keeps
really
all
delicious.
The spices together, and then we cook it in red onions, lots and lots of red onions, green chilies. Tomatoes, fresh ginger and garlic, fresh ground spices, and of course garam masala that brings all the warmness in the spices together.
It was fantastic. I loved
you.
It. Yeah. Tell me about the coconut salad. I would call it.
It's a cucumber raita.
Cucumber. Sorry.
Yeah.
A salad. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Cucumber raita. Raita is something that used for ages in India, where it's a traditional Indian recipe. It's not made for anything else. So it's if you're eating a spicy food, it's pretty much just like a yogurt salad.
It cools the burn.
It cools the burn.
Well, it cleanses the palate for the next bite.
Next bite,
yeah.
And
right.
Also, usually Indian dinners, even at any home, you'll have at least 4 dishes together. You'll have the main thing is the rice. You have a vegetarian dish. You have a meat dish. Then you have a salad, like a cucumber raita, and then you'll have a pickle. So there's like a couple of different things that on your dinner table. And so, raita always helps to go to the next step for, how you want to mix it.
Yeah, right. So, and is that something that's thought about in Indian cuisine, sort of the structure of how the meal's going to lay out?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the rice is always in the center, and then we go from the left. And some houses, traditionally, they will have even salt, just a little bit of salt on the side, the first thing to start with. So if somebody needs more salt, they can just take it from their own plate, and rather than having a salt
right.
and pepper.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's a whole plate set together.
Yeah.
So I bring that tradition to our restaurant. Whenever we have like Diwali festival, Holi festival, Christmas, any kind of festival, I bring the big thali plate out.
I know, you presented it with these copper bowls and a silver plate. typically when chefs come in, they're bringing out the Tupperware, and then here's this beautiful meal presented. It was just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the other – what are some of your other special – when you say you do the specials,
specials.
You think about, okay, these are the five, these are those –
yeah.
These are my top five that I have. What are some of the ones
In January, we did Vindaloo month. It was a big hit. Everybody loves Vindaloo. So we did a chicken Vindaloo first week. The second week was beef. And then we did pork. I'm planning to bring in venison Vindaloo in April for Easter.
Describe what that is.
Vindaloo is the most spiciest food, spiciest curry in Indian dish. It's a Portuguese.
So not for beginners.
No, not for beginners. It's a Portuguese dish, actually.
Okay.
Came to Goa side, when Portuguese came to India, and that time they took the Portuguese dish and Cree added more Indian touch to it and made it into vindaloo, and vindaloo became the Indian dish.
Is that – I mean, I think of India as having such an amazing, varied cuisine. Mm-hmm. Is that part of it? There's sort of an international – you know, there's always been an international element to India. Of course, England, which maybe isn't known for their great cuisine. But the spice trade and all that was happening, and bringing a lot of other cultures –
For us, the spices is like gold. You know, we keep it in the glass jar. We keep it the lid closed so this, you know, the aroma doesn't get away. Then, you know, the major part or secret to Indian food is like the time you spend to cook it. You know, you can take shortcuts and put all of the stuff together into a pot and add
the
meat
spicy.
And be done.
It'll be spicy. Right.
But if you want more flavors, you take your time and add each one as steps goes. Cook down the ginger. Cook down the garlic, then you add the spice. You know, like you go through those steps, you take the time. It may take an hour, it may take 2 hours, but in the end, you get a wonderful, flavorful.
You mentioned that you speak many languages of India. Do you also represent in your cuisine different regions?
I do. I learned, I would say, six different regional food through my college year, through friends, and learned languages that way too. And so I can cook North Indian style, South Indian, West Indian. So like we have Matar Paneer today in our restaurant. That's a Northwest, I would say. It's paneer is the Indian cheese with the green peas in a creamy sauce. Pretty much, it has cashew and things like that.
And is it a cheese? Is it a cow milk cheese or a goat milk cheese?
It's a cow milk cheese.
Cow milk cheese.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
It's paneer cheese is really hard to make. It takes a lot of time, so it's very tasty. And we also have the chicken roast as a special for today and tomorrow. So I can do.
And that's more south. This represents the south.
Yeah, that would represent the south. Yeah. So usually when I do specials, I usually have a couple of different regionals put together, and when I do a special menu, I put it on there, which part of India this came from, what's in it. So when you come to the restaurant, you have an idea. Ooh, okay, this is this part of India. And
right.
This is, yeah.
Do the specialties of the different regions kind of I'm sure they differ greatly, but I was wondering whether they also reflect the agriculture.
Yeah.
You know, of those areas.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, like India is a majority Hindu country, you know, the mostly vegetarian dishes. And we have all sort of different vegetarian dishes because we have those in the backyard. Like when my grandmother asks us, what do you want for lunch? If we say we want okra for lunch, she'll just go to the backyard and pick up some okra and put it together.
Go to the store, right? In
the backyard.
There's
no,
right.
So it's all fresh and... You know, that's how we grew up, and that's you know, fresh as possible is what we have available. You know.
Which ends up being healthy and
healthy
ends up being
and,
all
yeah.
those great things yeah, about food. Yeah,
yeah,
some of the best things about food.
Yeah.
Well, what's been some of the biggest things that you've learned or challenges since you've opened up the restaurant?
You know, when I was talking to Rhonda a month ago or so, and she was asking, what did you take out of the engineering that you use in the restaurant?
Yeah.
And I still use all the planning in my head, like, okay, we're making this many dinners, or we're making chicken roast for the dinner today, and what is going to look like? What are the parts we need? How, you know, all that planning goes in. And I think my degree helps in that part, for sure.
I would think so.
Yeah,
you have to think in a logical way.
Yeah.
You have to problem solve, right?
Picture it all in my head first before even I go to the kitchen and tell my chef, guess what? We're going to make this and that this weekend. So, I usually plan everything in my head, and I have a pretty good idea what it's supposed to look like before even put it in writing.
Has it? I've got a couple of more questions about the business itself. Has it been busy?
It's been going really well. It's going really well, and everybody comes in. And
I mean, there's been a lot of talk. I mean, I definitely have heard. Oh, saffron changed the spice, and with the pandemic and all that stuff, people are just getting back into going out to eat.
Yeah, and it's been good. It's been good. We've been busy. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, not that busy, but we're already starting to pick up. And I tried to bring in live music, instrumental music, or we had live music, actually had Erica singing Erica Lee was singing.
Erica Lee,
for the grand opening and soft opening, we had that too. Also, we had Valentine's Day, we had live music. Christmas, we had live music. My goal is to have live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm hoping COVID will go away so I can have that.
Right.
Without a mask on and things like that. So
it'll happen. But
it'll happen.
Boy.
Yeah.
It's been a long road. But mm-hmm. And then are there things to look forward to that people
yes.
should watch for as far as I was wondering about like Indian holidays or things like that?
So every time we have a holiday in India, we celebrate the same thing here. And I bring out the not perfectly the same celebration, but what we can do in Juneau.
Pick the okra out back.
I know. So, yeah. Unfortunately, no.
There's a few concessions you have to
make.
Yeah,
but I try to bring close as possible the food-wise.
Yeah.
And the celebration coming is the Holi Festival. Festival of colors, festival of love, festival of spring. So that's what's celebrated in India, a whole month of March. And March 18th is the actual holy day. And that's when they throw colors at each other. And I'm sure you've seen photos
those,
of
yeah,
it.
Right.
So I'm going to bring out that. And to respect the Hindu culture, I'm going to cook all specials will be vegetarian dishes. But we'll still have the main menu as it is. But all the specials I'll bring in will be vegetarian dishes for March.
Wow, that'll be great.
Yeah. And 18th, we'll have some special, platter of food, or we'll have the colors. I haven't, ironed out all the details how much mess I want to make.
I don't know. You're gonna maybe it should be like color scarves or something. Not the actual powdered
color. Color. You know, the powdered color is just cornstarch and just flour. That's it.
It's really?
It comes off easy.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
Not too bad.
No.
Be cleaning it out of the cracks for a little while, probably. But
we'll make it more, doable.
Yeah.
In Juneau.
Well, I can't thank you enough for this fantastic meal that you brought me. It was wonderful. And people can read about it online and can actually see a couple of pictures, I think, online as well.
Yeah.
Rhonda came in and took some pictures while we were sampling it.
And also all our celebrations and whatever coming up, it's always updated on Instagram, Facebook, and our website. All the every weekly specials are posted with photos and whatnot. And I'm hoping to see all of you.
Anything else that you wanted to just cover or anything that I didn't talk about while you're in here? It's been wonderful to talk to you about what an adventure to start a brand new business coming from a completely different world, really.
Yeah.
Of course, you were in a private business. I mean,
you
knew the challenges of mm-hmm. running a small business and being part of that, but boy, running a restaurant—it's
it's a whole another game for sure. I'm learning a lot every day. I'm learning something new. It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's a good challenge.
Well, judging by the quality of your work, I'd say it's a challenge that you're meeting really well. It was fantastic to eat that. Nimi Phillips. From Spice, right across from the Baranoff. We hope the Baranoff opens back up, too.
Hopefully,
that would be
hopefully for summer.
Yeah, that would be great for your business as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful culinary journey with you today. Thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much for the food. I can't thank you enough for that. It was fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.